Justice for slain Christchurch mother Angela Blackmore has been a bloody long time coming. That's the view of her family, who are in the High Court today to see life sentences handed down to two of her three murderers. David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum will spend at least 10 years behind bars. Ms. Blackmore's third murderer, Jeremy Powell, who was also the key witness that secured the other convictions, was sentenced to life in 2020. Timothy Brown was in the High Court at Christchurch.
For almost 25 years, Angela Blackmore's friends and family waited for answers and for justice. During that time, many of her loved ones, including her parents, died without getting the justice they were owed. Today, her remaining friends and family were finally able to see all of her murderers put behind bars. Ms. Blackmore's cousin, Leanne Keane, says she's been waiting since she was 13 years old to see those responsible for the murder held to account.
When the jury found you both guilty, that was a massive day, a bloody long time coming.
She says after almost three decades, justice has finally prevailed.
Right in hell, the pair of you, the pain, anger and stress that you have both put us through has been hard to contend with. I don't really have the words to describe it.
David Hawken ordered Jeremy Powell to murder Ms. Blackmore. Her friend, Rebecca Wright Meldrum, who was Powell's then girlfriend, helped him access Ms. Blackmore's home. She was bludgeoned and stabbed 39 times while her two-year-old son slept in a nearby room and while her partner, Laurie Anderson, was at work. Ms. Blackmore was 9 weeks pregnant with Mr. Anderson's child at the time. He told Hawken and Wright Meldrum they had robbed the love of his life of her future.
I used to rub her tummy at night knowing we were making this beautiful baby together. We had even put so much on lay-by to give her the best start for the baby. That was why she was home alone that night. We were planning all the things we were going to do together as a family.
Laurie Anderson says Angela Blackmore had turned her life around and she was focused on being a good mother and partner. He felt guilty he wasn't there to protect her on the night of her murder and that Ms. Blackmore's son lost his brother. Mr. Anderson told Hawken no sentence would ever be enough.
If I could, I would let you rot in jail for the rest of your life so you couldn't prey on other helpless people in society. You are a sheer evil, and if anyone deserved a death sentence, it would be you for knowingly killing a pregnant woman who had done nothing to you and would have never been able to defend herself.
He also scolded Wright Meldrum for her cruel betrayal of a woman she claimed as a friend.
The pain she must have went through knowing you were going to kill her. Kill her so viciously she was still fighting on the ground, defending herself, clinging on life with no chance. What respect can you give a woman who plans and kills and pretending they are their friend?
Justice Rachel Dunningham paid tribute to Mr. Anderson and the family of Ms. Blackmore for their tireless fight for justice. She says Ms. Blackmore's murder has been devastating for her family and her partner.
That hurt has been exacerbated by the fact the murder remained unsolved for so many years, and family members have passed away without ever knowing who murdered her or why. Mr. Anderson, your steadfast devotion to see justice for Ms. Blackmore is nothing short of inspirational. You've honoured her through your ongoing support of the long police investigation.
Outside court, Laurie Anderson vowed to be present at Hawken and Wright Meldrum's parole hearings to ensure they spent as long as possible behind bars. Detective Sergeant Todd Hamilton thanked all the officers who helped bring the pair to justice and paid tribute to Ms. Blackmore's friends and family.